We're back on the Farm Show on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9, and I'm talking with Joe Smentek from the Minnesota Soybean Growers. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, Dustin. Thanks for having me.
So we have a big event coming up here in Redwood Falls, coming up on Thursday at 3 o'clock at the County Government Center. You want to tell us a little bit about what's going on and what it's all about?
Yeah, the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council worked along with Houston Engineering to develop a RAPS handbook. It's a watershed restoration and protection strategy that the state is using to come up with how they're going to approach clean water in a certain area. And we're really excited to do that to kind of demystify the process for farmers. So we're holding a workshop on the RAPS handbook that we came up with in that area because they're going to be starting a TMDL, a total maximum daily load process, which will determine the pollution that can be set in water for that area soon. So we really want farmers to have the information on what this process is and how they can be the most effective at being a part of it. RAPS are done as a community-based document, so everybody in the community has a voice into what they want done for clean water in the area. And I've been a part of a few of these across the state, and really the most important voice, the farmer's voice, has been missing from these processes. So what we get at the end of the day is a document where, you know, the environmental groups, the other interest groups may be putting out there that what we need for the watershed is to stop producing on X amount of acres, so to take land out of production. And really we need the farmers to show up at these meetings and talk about what they're doing already for clean water and what will work in their area. You know, maybe they don't need buffers, maybe they need terracing, maybe they need more dollars for sediment control basin cleanouts rather than trying to put in new structures. So having that voice will allow them to be a part of this process and actually come up with a document that will work for farmers and will work for clean water.
It's definitely one of those things that we've kind of seen with other issues going around, that if the farmers aren't there to lend their voice, decisions are being made without them.
Absolutely. If they're not there to tell how they're doing and what conservation efforts they're doing on their farm, the environmental groups, the other interest groups will step up and talk and basically say that they're doing nothing. So, you know, a lot of farmers are going to agronomic meetings now and learning how to produce crops better, making yield higher, that kind of thing, now that there's some snow on the ground. And really, this kind of meeting is probably 100 times more important than those meetings, because this will keep them farming.
Now, for this meeting, is there any registration they have to do ahead of time?
And nope, just show on up to the Redwood Community Government Center and meeting space at 3 o'clock on Thursday.
All right. Well, we'll definitely make sure the farmers are getting out there to take care of that and get to that meeting. And, Joe, I thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us here this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Joe Smentek with the Minnesota Soybean Growers here on the Farm Show. Back after this.